Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Last week, while we were celebrating the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, part of that dream came true. It came with the publication of Jason Mott's debut novel, The Returned. Mott sets his book in a fictional town of Arcadia, down in Columbus County, where Mott grew up and still lives. Arcadia, says Mott, is a combination of Bolton, his hometown, Lake Waccamaw, and Whiteville. When King gave his famous speech in 1963, Columbus County was not much different than it was in the 1950s when two local newspapers won Pulitzer Prizes for their courageous reporting of substantial Ku Klux Klan activities in that area. It was just the kind of place King dreamed could be transformed so that people would be judged by the content of their character rather than by the color of their skin. So what does Mott's new book set in that county have to do with King's dream? Well, Mott, who's African-American, describes a fictional Columbus County where the race of its residents seems to make little difference. But what about the real Columbus County today? Well, it's not perfect, of course, but Mott says that his home county is for him pretty much the way he describes it in his book. All right, now let's talk about what this book is really about. Here's a summary. Almost 50 years ago, Harold and Lucille Hargrave lost their only child to drowning on his 8th birthday. Now they're in their 70s, and they respond to a knock at the door, and they're met by a federal agent who tells them he's returning their son, Jacob. This boy, or what appears to be their son, is still 8 years old. He recognizes his parents, and though they've aged, Harold and Lucille wonder about who or what this returned Jacob really is. Meanwhile, across the country and throughout the world, more and more of these returned people appear, formerly dead, now back alive. Their growing numbers create numerous problems. The anti-returned popular movements emerged and threatened violence against the so-called strange beings. The government orders that the returned people should be collected and held in camps. And one of these confinement camps is established in the little town of Arcadia. Little Jacob is taken there. Harold, worried about him, goes in with him. Well, and then more and more about how the returned are treated. This book should be a bestseller because it tells an entertaining and provocative story. But its success is assured because a new ABC television series, it's entitled Resurrection, is based on the book, and it stars Omar Epps, and it begins in March of next year. Well, the a TV series based on your first book, that's an author's dream come true, and Dr. King would be proud. This is D.G. Martin.